So it is the final look at sports this morning. South Africa's Peter Kutse will be in action today at the World Aquatics Championships. Kutse is the third fastest for the final. It is the men's 100-meter backstroke final, which takes place at 1:59 South African time this afternoon. Kutse heading into the final with the fastest time in the world this year after claiming gold at the World University Games in an impressive African record time of 51.99 seconds just 9 days ago. So hopefully he can get us a medal on day two of the championships. Now, the Proteas are back at home after a devastating loss to New Zealand in the final of their T20 Tri Series in Zimbabwe. Some of the youngsters stepped up through the series, including the likes, of course, of Diebold Brevis and Leandre Pretorius. Proteas coach Shukri Conrad happy with how the youngsters came through in the final.
With such a young and inexperienced side, to put up the type of performance today, I mean, that is also pleasing to see in precious situations how the inexperienced guys like Luandre and Diebold stood up. But yeah, look, at the end of the day, it's no excuse for losing. We're still bitterly disappointed, but there were some really good things. But I sit here like disappointed because we know it's a game we were in a position to win. And we should have won.
Yeah, now the Proteas head to Australia where they'll play three T20s and three ODI series. Now the women Springboks confident they can bounce back this coming weekend against the Black Ferns 15. The Bucks suffered an 8-point defeat in Cape Town, but dominated most of the match. The match 23 for the second fixture will be announced on Thursday, with our captain Nolisin Disoboye and Sizo Phela Solanchi still considered, well, not considered for selection. Seven star Nadine Ruiz probably will get another chance. She says, despite the defeat, plenty of opportunities this coming weekend.
I think looking back after with our reviews of this first game, the scoring opportunities that we had where we didn't just finish off, and I think definitely we will look defensively to get our spacing and alignment better, to put them more under pressure in their half to get the ball back.
Yeah, that's all the sports I have for you this morning. The Prince of Michaelhouse, Mr. Nick Tatham, will have more sports for you this afternoon. The East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Sky Shabalala.